You're listening to Radigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Radigan.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Radigan's Rockcast. I am, of course, your host, Tom Radigan. And welcome if you're listening to this on WNYO, if you're listening to this on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, Castos, or anywhere on Anchor. I'm glad you are on. Let's talk about Little Richard. Little Richard has considered himself the architect of rock and roll. Would I agree 100%? Yes. There will never be another performer like Little Richard. He had a shrieking voice. He could play piano fast. He could put his leg on top of the piano, play the piano backwards. Yeah, he'd be able to play the piano, that piano that way. And he would stand up on the piano as well. He was a showman, you know? He also was another artist that wrote his own songs. Richard Wayne Penniman was a part of the label Specialty Records. His first hit was Tutti Frutti. Dorothy Lobostri had to clean up Richard's crude lyrics for it, actually. At first, going from Tutti Frutti Big Booty to Tutti Frutti Oh Rudy, you know, and all that. And then, of course, the hits followed with Long Tall Sally, Rip It Up, Lucille, Keep a Knockin', and, of course, Good Golly, Miss Molly. Good Golly, Miss Molly was actually recorded in 1956, but wasn't released until 2 years later. Little Richard was an entertainer that knew how to dazzle an audience. Paul McCartney wanted to sound like Little Richard when he wanted to holler loudly in songs. Richard did write his own songs, but also did have songs written by, you know, producer Robert Bones Blackwell or other artists. Artists from Mick Jagger to David Bowie were inspired by Richard. Little Richard passed on a year ago, but the type of mark he imprinted on the world will live on. Raise a glass, or a bottle in this case, to Little Richard. What has there not been said about him? Little Richard was one of the most incredible artists of his time, with Elvis, with Buddy Holly, with Chuck Berry, but this guy had just incredible stage presence, you know, like a presence like Mick Jagger, yet he had an instrument. He was able to make the piano be his, you know, like, he was able to be a frontman with the piano. He was able to make it a lead instrument, not a side instrument, you know, not sitting down playing the piano. He stood and played the piano. He was able, just, you know, this guy was the architect of rock and roll. You know, there's a lot that we're gonna have to go into with Little Richard's career and what he did for rock, but let's talk about that. So we talked a little bit about Tutti Frutti, but let's go into more of his other stuff. So we got Long Tall Sally, you know, and the thing that's so cool is that shrieking voice too, especially when you go to something like Tutti Frutti with the a wham bam a luma a wah bam boom, you know, that's just a catchy hook there in itself. You know, when you have that as your hook, you know you've got something special, something that's so different than anything else, you know, and that's what it is. That's what rock should be, you know, dazzling, you know, figuring out a way to be outside the box. That's why these entertainers and musicians are called rock and roll pioneers. That's the thing I'm trying to get across to you people, is just of how outstanding he was. But, like, let's go to Long Tall Sally. Long Tall Sally, another great, you know, the way he starts with that so fast. I want to tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claims that he misses us, but he's having a lot of fun. But you want to know something that's really, really sad? Is that Pat Boone had a bigger version of Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally. Those versions, I will say, add nothing to what Little Richard did. Little Richard, they're nothing. They add up nothing to what he did. They don't come even close to Little Richard's songs. They don't add up at all to Little Richard's talent. With Elvis, they wanted a white man singing black music, but they wanted a white man singing black music sound like a black man. They wanted, in this case with Pat Boone, a white man singing black music sounding like a white man. And do these songs sound white? Oh my God. They're nothing. They're so corny and cringy when you listen to them. And what Little Richard said that, you know, what fans would do is that they would, you know, they would show, you know, their parents, you know, because nobody wanted to, you know, everybody thought, you know, Little Richard was the devil, these parents and all that, you know? And what kids would do is they would have their records with Pat Boone on the record sleeve, but actually have Little Richard's record. But you know what? Little Richard's songs are the ones that are more memorable, not Pat Boone's. That's what you just remember when you're listening to that. Just remember that. Other songs, so we've got Long Tall Sally. We've got, Keep a Knockin', which was take on a 1920s song. Lucille. But a song that I've always loved of his, of course there was Slippin' and a Slidin'. Oh, Slippin' and a Slidin's a great one. You know, that was the B side of Long Tall Sally. And just, you know, great lyrics, you know, slippin' and sliding and peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago, I've been told that I ain't gonna be your fool no more. And the piano intro of it too is like ba dum ba dum ba da da dum ba ba da da dum ba dum ba da ba da, and with the saxophone and just the piano, the, like, oh yeah, just, you know, old pick a knivin', nothing but a jivin', I done got into your jive. I mean, who says that, you know? Just wow. That's what I say with Little Richard, is wow, okay? You know, another great song to mention, and this was in the film, The Girl Can't Help It, which was the best Little Richard. This is a great Little Richard song, and was actually, they edited it for the Black Eyed Peas, or for Fergie's song in 2006. The Girl Can't Help It. It's such a great song, and it's a film with Jane Mansfield, and it's got a lot of other rock artists in it. And this wasn't like one of those Alan Freed pictures. This was actually a picture with, like, you know, about the rock industry. And, you know, she, you know, he does it so, you know, the way the scenes go into it, it's like a music video too. I mean, it just shows you that, like, you know that, like, these movies were a great way to, like, kind of show this type of what was going on at the time. And yeah, they were like music videos. And it's funny when you hear the lyrics of The Girl Can't Help It, you know, it's this girl, you know, Jane Mansfield being really attractive, and, you know, all these people that just are, like, staring, and the lyrics are just so funny. She makes grandpa feel like 21. I mean, you know, it's just, yeah, it definitely makes you think of, you know, of those rich people that are digging into that stuff, those rich fathers and all that. It's just, it's funny, you know, it's just that type of stuff. But, yeah, and then, of course, another song on that movie I love that doesn't get as much credit is She's Got It. The way Little Richard sings that, and it's so cool how those performances of him aren't in color, because a lot of, like, the ones, like, in, for instance, the film that he does with Bill Haley, Don't Knock the Rock, that's in black and white, but this is in color. And, you know, it's such a great song. Like, that's, and the way he opens it up with that, you know, yelling like that sweet little girl who lives down the street, some people think she's weird, but I think she's sweet, she's got it, oh baby, she's got it. You know, like, the way he just sings that loud, big blue eyes, long black hair, and then just going into that lower, big blue, she's a little where she's got it. You know, oh my God. Little Richard, it's such a shame that he, Like, oh my God, it's such a shame that he did not get the credit he deserved, in a sense, especially like Chuck Berry, when Little Richard died last year. There was barely any mention of it, I felt. This was the man who discovered rock and roll. And all these people, none of the late night shows had any tribute to him. I actually had a tribute on a live stream I did that day. You know, because how could I not talk about it? You know, this was a guy who, thinking about Chuck Berry's death was an end of an era. This was really an end of an era for me. This was realizing that all the great rock and rollers that were here, you know, even 10 years ago, that were still around, like Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, you know, and all that stuff, Jerry Lee Lewis, well, thank God we still have him, but, you know, they're still around. Now, they're all up there. And they're in that great beyond. The place that was so tragic because it was losing people and the deaths of rock musicians. Now, that place is wonderful. And so magical. Just think of that now. When you think of it, sad that he's gone. Just think of how magical that wherever they are. Of how beautiful that place is with that music. With Elvis, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Little Richard. The great band in the sky. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the way, let's talk about Little Richard's piano playing, of how he goes from, you know, going on the foot, you know, playing the piano, you know, while he's, you know, playing it, he putting his foot up on the piano and still playing it. The way he does it, oh my God, he makes it look so easy. And having songs, you know, Good Golly, Miss Molly, and all that. You know, like Little Richard, an interesting fact, did songs on Sesame Street and did the Magic School Bus song. This guy was able to do, you know, later on, the rock and roll Little Richard was on little kid shows and wrote for a little kid song. He had a theme song for a little kid show. It just shows you how incredible, and that you don't need to have a big ego to be a big star. Little Richard, wherever you are, I love you, man. I love your music that you've given. You know, these entertainers that you think of, like Mick Jagger, David Bowie, they really wouldn't have been a performer without Little Richard, or even Prince. The best tribute I saw of Little Richard this year, and I gotta say, you know, the one thing that was, you know, that was interesting was, even though I do feel like Little Richard didn't have the best, you know, memory when he died, or the best tributes, the one that really did stick out was Bruno Mars's Grammy performance in 2021 of Tutti Frutti and Little Tall Sally. He was able to go to the roots of how great of a performer Little Richard was. Also, too, with the makeup and all that. Oh, and an interesting fact to know about Little Richard, to show you how much of an interesting guy he was. In the 19 interesting things that he did, interesting guy, and now let's get on with it before I go into more of a preamble. So, you know, in the 60s, you know, in the late 50s, Little Richard had, you know, went on this religious kick and, you know, did this, you know, we're doing religious songs and we're, you know, gospel stuff like Milky White Way and Peace in the Valley. But in 64, he made a comeback with his music and all that, doing a song like Bam Bam Aloo, but doing a lot of covers, you know, like Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, Hound Dog. And who did he team up with? A guy named, just a little guy named, Jimi Hendrix. Do you know who that is? I do. One of the greatest guitarists ever. Little Richard discovered Jimi Hendrix. And he said when he got him, he was already a star. He already had that quality in him. Little Richard, wherever you are, man, I appreciate what you did to rock and roll music. We are indebted to you. If you haven't listened to Little Richard's music, I urge you now to get up on your to get out your phones, listen to Tutti Frutti and Little Tall Sally, or watch a performance on his films Don't Knock the Rock, Girl Can't Help It, or Mr. Rock and Roll. Rest in peace, Little Richard. Rest in peace. That's it for today's Radigan's Rockcast. Thank you very much for watching this. and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.